Pura Pievi. Hello, and welcome to Raya Hi Sapmi, a podcast presented by the Pacific Sami Servi. Mo namale Katrin Granlund Ronstadt. My name is Katrin Greenland Ronstadt. Mon lan Sami nisu. I am a Sami woman whose indigenous ancestors are from northern Norway. Dal Orun Amerikas. I live in the United States. Our mission at the Pacific Sami Servi is to honor, cultivate, and expand understanding of Sami culture, heritage, and contemporary issues. The Sami are one people among four nations. The majority of Sami live in Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia. Sápmi, our ancestral land, stretches over northern Scandinavia to the Kola Peninsula. The Sami are an indigenous people whose culture is directly connected to the land they have lived on and been the caretakers of since time immemorial. Sami people have their own languages, which are part of the Finno-Ugric branch of the Uralic language family. The Sami language is traditionally parted into nine dialects, some of which have died out under pressure from colonization. While many Sami continue to speak a Sami language, at least half do not. For most of history, Sami lived in small hunting and gathering communities known as siidat. Each siida consisted of members of several family groups and was associated with a specific geographical area. A council of elders made decisions for the siida, and resources were shared among siida members. About 400 years ago, however, this siida system began to give way to large-scale reindeer herding due to increasing pressures from outsiders on the wild reindeer herds, on which the Sami depended for food, leather, and other products. Large-scale reindeer herding meant that herding Sami had to follow the migration routes of the reindeer across the old siidat boundaries, which led to significant changes in society. The Scandinavian countries made laws determining who was real Sami. The forced assimilation, displacement, and erasure had repercussions that continue today in living rooms and courtrooms. Today, less than 10% of Sami in Sápmi are involved in reindeer herding. Part of this displacement was Sami migration to North America. Various factors influenced the Sami to move to the Midwest and Pacific Northwest of the newly colonized United States and Canada. It has been estimated that there are 30,000 people of Sami ancestry living in North America. The Pacific Sami CRV was created to bring together the diaspora and embrace our culture and community. Our goal with this podcast is to introduce you to Sami culture and history and to indigenous issues across the globe. We hope that you'll join us in learning, sharing, and exploring what it means to be Sami and indigenous. Borderless Sápmi evokes the image of a migratory people who have never been contained by imperialist borders. These people include Sami descendants, Sami Americans, Sami Canadians, and other Sami people in the diaspora. On behalf of the Board of Directors at the Pacific Sami CRV, we are humbled and honored to be offering the first podcast about Sami culture and life, which centers the diaspora perspective. This podcast is a culmination of hard work from many individuals who are dedicated to remembering, relearning, and revitalizing our connections to our ancestors, our culture, our language, and our relationships to our shared ancestral homelands of Sápmi. We may fail in a variety of ways, from technical to topical to cultural ignorance on issues, but we want to always acknowledge that we are learning and we welcome input from our Sami and Indigenous relatives here on Turtle Island. Our intention is to co-create this podcast in a good way. We recognize that our experiences as people of the diaspora are different from those who continue to live in Sápmi, and we look forward to strengthening those bonds with our cousins through this work. I want to give a special thank you to the board and membership of the Pacific Sami CRV for hosting this podcast and providing a platform for us to traverse, reflect on, and reclaim our connections to Sami culture and identity. I'm incredibly excited to be walking alongside you, our listeners, on the journey as we talk with our guests and learn from their unique perspectives and lived experiences. A special thank you to our musicians in Sápmi, featured here on the podcast, Ingor Antti Ailugap, a.k.a. Ailush, as well as Ville Soderbaum and Hilda Landsman. We offer gratitude to Sandpoint Marketing for their assistance in recording and engineering these early episodes, as well as Seattle's For Culture Fund for a grant to produce several episodes, and King County's Coronavirus Relief Fund for making it possible to purchase equipment and services to record remotely. Thank you to all of our members of the Pacific Sami CRV for their support of our mission, and to the Sami in Sápmi and worldwide for their continued commitment to maintaining and sharing Sami culture, both traditional and modern. Learn more at pacificsami.org or email us at pacificsamiservi@gmail.com. We look forward to seeing you next time on Rayahi Sápmi. Mana Dirvan.